fight like a girl used to be an expression that meant you didn't fight all that hard or all that violently. Well, things have changed. Girl fights are becoming increasingly common at schools, and the internet isn't helping matters. Sandy Hausman reports.
If you visit the website YouTube and search under Kids Fighting, dozens of video clips come up. Many involve children or teens pretending to fight, but some appear to be having genuine battles.
Get it back! Yeah, yeah!
Rip it down!
And if you search under girls fighting or cat fights, you'll find a fair number of females duking it out. Dr. Louis Krause is chief of child and adolescent psychiatry at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago. He says girls may indeed be getting more aggressive and more physical.
We see more girls interacting in competitive sports. We've seen girls get into more fights. We've seen a leveling off of male gang behavior, but an increase in female gang behavior.
And in the 2007 federal report on school crime and safety, 28% of high school girls said they'd been in a fight. It's not clear why this is happening, but these 13-year-olds see it as a sign of their growing equality with boys.
Guys aren't better than girls. Girls can fight too.
Everybody thinks it's real amusing that guys fight. Why can't girls?
More likely, experts say, is that fights result from bullying by boys and girls. 24% of schools say it's a daily or weekly problem, and some kids may be posting video of themselves fighting in an attempt to warn off bullies. That appeared to be the case in suburban Cincinnati last fall when 13-year-olds Amanda and Caitlin got into a locker room brawl. Amanda's friend Jenny, a budding camera buff, videotaped the battle and posted it on YouTube.
A lot of people have been starting stuff with Amanda at school. So Amanda thought that if people see her like fight, then nobody would start stuff with her.
Psychiatrist Louis Krause is not surprised. He says girls do gang up on one another in an attempt to establish social dominance.
So what you'll find in both middle school and high school is the girls will often be in groups with other girls, and there often are fairly aggressive acts.
Many schools are trying to get this problem under control. The federal report found a third had taken serious disciplinary actions because of physical attacks. But Krause says girls' disputes are not always taken as seriously as boys.
Boys are much more apt to get suspended, much more apt, depending on their size and race, to have the police called. Girls tend to have far less interventions, assuming it's more of a skirmish.
People need to stand up for themselves. And, I mean, fighting ain't the solution, but sometimes it is.
15-year-old Shannon was involved in three fights at her middle school last year. Kids were calling her names, and when administrators failed to act, she felt she had to fight back.
Because don't nobody leave you alone unless you do something. That's what I did. Until the teachers ain't do nothing, the principal don't do nothing. So I got tired of going to the principal, you know.
Dr. Krause says schools must take aggression seriously and punish fairly. But they should also look at the mental health issues girls and boys are facing. In order to stop the fights in the long term, administrators need to better understand the underlying reasons why they start. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Hausman.